From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. It'll be midweek at the earliest before a boil water advisory will be lifted in Porcupine. It was put into place after a water main break affecting all of the community, including homes behind the Porcupine Mall. In a case like this, once the water main is repaired and the water's flowing again, the health unit requires two consecutive clean water tests, 24 to 48 hours apart. Meanwhile, bring tap water to a rolling boil for at least 1 minute before drinking it or cooking with it, or use bottled water. The spring melt is on, and you can help your neighborhood by making sure storm drains are free of ice and snow. Public Works Director for the city, Ken Kersell, says you can do that while cleaning up your own driveway after the long snowy winter.
Don't put snow on the street. That just causes more problems for the traveling public. You need to just shovel it up and put it in your yard or let it melt away.
Kersell also asks for patience as his workers continue to be on the job evenings and weekends, trying to remove as much snow off the streets and repair potholes as possible. Enhanced COVID-19 safety measures are not being relaxed in Ontario dentists' offices. The Ontario Dental Association says no known case has been linked to dental treatment, and it wants to hang on to that record. Screening, mask wearing, except during treatment, and physical distancing remain in effect for now. Security video hasn't helped yet, but city police hope sharing a still shot from it helps you help them identify a smash-and-grab artist. Back on February 11th, a man smashed a vending machine at the laundromat on Wilson Avenue. He stuffed several items into his jacket before leaving. This was sometime between 8 and 11:30 that morning. That still shot and a description of the culprit are over on our website. Well, you call it trivia, we call it history. Here's Karen Bachman from the Timmins Museum with the second of our Bill Barilko questions.
What was the name of the pilot who died in the plane crash with Bill Barilko?
The answer is Dr. Henry Hudson, a local dentist. That happened in the summer of 1951. The wreckage and their bodily remains weren't found until 1962. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.